Is everything all right, Sir Knight? I know there are so many now, so many knights, so many allies that wish to end my mother's reign. They're here because you brought them here. Of course, they learned the truth of the vile queen, and that their princess lived here, of all places. They would support one with such dangerous energies such as I, one malformed, a woman of scale, horn, and flame. They wish to protect me in the war to come, but none have been as dedicated as you. My good knight. You've been distant lately. Is something the matter? Is that a hint of jealousy I see? Or is it nerves? Come back here, Sir Knight. Come, sit. I must thank you for protecting me so well. For being my good boy. My good knight. I've lived so long up here, waiting, killing those who came to fight me. But you stopped that at least, brought forth new individuals who would help me. You dropped your weapon and accepted me as your princess, as your queen. Perhaps it helped me trust others. You've been such a good boy. But alas, the war begins tomorrow. Does that concern you? You shake, Sir Knight. Do you fear death? It is quite normal to fear such things. You do not fear your own departure from this realm? Me? You worry for my life. Oh, Sir Knight, you never cease to pique my interest. No. I will not abandon the battlefield. I will not retreat like some fawn spooked by a crunch of leaves. You have seen my power, Sir Knight, when I put down the insurgents that infiltrated our mountain camps. I did not run. I burned them with my breath and charred their bones. This battle is no different. I will fight for myself. I am no coward. Yes, I know you do not doubt my power. You have come to feel for me, is that right? Oh, Sir Knight, such a dangerous thing to say to a woman such as I. I should not speak of these things, not until the battle is won. Nothing feels as worse as such words proclaimed before an unfortunate end. I have done so once, Sir Knight. I will not do this again. Do you understand? You should not be so resistant. My past? Yes. I have spoken of feelings prior to battle once before. Before my escape from the castle, when my mother planned to end my life. I spoke my feelings to another and they did not survive. Yes, I felt for that individual. It was out of raw confidence I would see them after the escape was over. I should not feel this foolish. No, Sir Knight. It has been quite a long time. Memories still bring pain when the wedge that shattered my life still yet remains within those harrowing halls. Halls to which I may yet return. There was a time when I was alone, since I parted with my last ally, before you came to meet me. Years, years since I came to my mother face to face, her looking upon her own creation with disgust. You do not look upon me so. You see something else. That feeling of which we shall not speak, not before the war. You see concern in my eyes. A bold statement. Sir Knight, I have concerns for each of those that protect me, as each is one to aid me in claiming my throne. The flames in my eyes flicker, but they do not falter. The one of the past simply offers memories of what could be. I will not claim anything while uncertainty reigns. Your nerves are weakened, that I can see, but my words will not harden your resolve. You must do this yourself, Sir Knight. Look into my burning eyes. Feel my resolve. Feel the truth behind my words. We will win. Do you understand? Good boy. But your nerves shan't settle, that I know. It is normal for a knight to worry so. You must calm your nerves. With a trembling hand, weapon within, one will falter when the axe is swung. I will not have your hand hesitate while you stand beside me on the battlefield. Perhaps I may settle you. Perhaps it is the subtle tension in the air, the possible feeling of this being our last night in this world. It enhances everything. The smell of the hearth, the sound of subtle clashes far beyond my doorway, the feeling of your skin. But having you here, my first night, it makes me feel relieved, as if the fear of tomorrow is shared between us. You are not alone in your worries. Perhaps we must both calm our anxieties. Your princess desires something, Sir Knight, and tonight I will have it. Your nerves will calm, I promise you this. After all, the feeling of looking over the edge of life into the valley of death, my heart races, knowing such moments lived after this eve. You tremble from my touch, my claws lightly grazing your shoulders, your chest, your thighs. Is it fear, I wonder? Or is it anticipation? It may be our last night in this world, Sir Knight. Your dragon, your princess, wishes to lay with you one last time. It's been quite a time since I've had you, tasted your precious cum that I treasure so. Will you do this for me, Sir Knight? Good boy. Now, take it out for me. Take your cock out for the dragon girl you swore to protect, your princess. Ah, there it is. I've missed your cock, Sir Knight. My cock. Let your dragon girl, your princess, take your stress away with her hot, fiery mouth. But I want you to ask for it, Sir Knight. I don't take anyone's cock, nor someone who does not worship me. There, yes, beg for my throat. Good. You tremble. Let me calm you and take what I want. Does this feel good, Sir Knight? I can see you shudder, not of fear, but of pleasure. I know you enjoy this. Moan for me like a good night. Good boy. Does this take you back to when we first met? I told you that you would be mine. That so many knights who failed bent before me, begging to come, or turned to ash by my breath of flame. Yes, you were different. You wanted more. You asked for more, and so nicely. It was something beneath your words. I sensed you wished not to kill me, but wished to know why you were sent to me. You were my good boy, and good boys deserve a warm, caring mouth. So sweet, my dear knight. You taste lovely, Sir Knight. I've missed your taste. But there's something I need tonight. Not just your cum, but something about this night, our possible last night together. I have never felt one unload within me. Something a princess is told to wish for an heir to her throne. But I hadn't met someone I wished for, truly, and I've always wondered what that feeling was like. I must ride you, Sir Knight. But if I am to possibly die, I wish to feel this. I wish to feel your cum inside me. Will you do this for your dragon girl, your princess? This is no command, Sir Knight. It is a request of you, a request not given to the likes of me in years past. Look into my red, fiery eyes. I want you to come deep inside me when I'm finished. That's my good boy, my good knight. Let me move you inside me as I sit in your lap. Yes, feel my ass with your hands. Oh, rub them along my tail. The war is tomorrow, Sir Knight. Fuck me like it's our last night in this world. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I've missed this. No, not any cock, but yours. Just yours. Oh, thrust up into me. Show me how badly you wish to fuck me. Release your tension. Fuck me. This is what I needed. I wished so much to look upon your face as we connected. But I have not. Not with others. Not with you. This is what I needed to feel before tomorrow. Kiss me, Sir Knight. Yes, like that. More. Yes, Sir Knight. Show me how you feel. Fuck me. Fuck me like it's your last living day. Fuck me like it's the last touch you'll feel of a woman. Yes, yes. Your cock feels incredible. Fuck me, Sir Knight. Fuck me. Fuck your princess. Fuck me the way I want. Oh, good boy. Good. Knight! Oh, Sir Knight, wait. I must lie down. You must get on top of me and fuck me. Why? Because that's what your princess wants. What your queen wants. I wish for you to fuck me as you look into my eyes. I wish to hold the back of your neck and pull you down to taste my lips. There. Now, climb over here and thrust into me. Take out your urges, take out your nerves and fear, and fuck me. Fuck my tight dragon girl pussy. Come closer. Now, be a good boy and fuck me. Good. Ah, Knight. Oh. Oh, fuck. Ah. Come down here. Kiss me. Yes, like that. I wish for more. Fuck me harder. Thrust into me. I want to feel all of you, Sir Knight. I want your cum. I want it. I've always wanted it. Please give it to me. Oh, I can feel myself getting closer. Oh, Sir Knight, look into my eyes. Watch me moan out for more. Yes, lightly pull my tail, caress it. Just the way I like. Do you see me? Do you see how badly I want this? I can't go to war without feeling you inside me. I can't go without truly connecting with you. I couldn't bear to die without you at my side. I can feel your cock surge. Are you close? I want you to come. I want your hot, precious load inside me. I want to feel you come in me. I want to be your princess, waiting for your load, your seed, filling me. Oh, I need to feel this before we may not see each other again. Oh, Sir Knight, please, come inside me. Come when I do. Come inside me. Come deep inside your princess. I'm coming. Yes, good boy. My good knight. Come deep within my pussy. Fill me with your seed. Oh, I've wanted to feel this. Never have I felt such a way. Lay with me. Oh, you feel so calm, so relieved. How do you feel? Do you feel ready, Sir Knight? I feel like I could take on the army myself. With you, the queen's reign will end, and I will truly be queen, not just in an informality. I feel so satisfied, like I could die happy, knowing someone cares for me so. I wish this moment could last forever. Perhaps relenting to my feelings would not be a failure of myself. As you've said it many times tonight. Perhaps I would be sad, should I leave feelings unrequited, should I leave things unsaid. I know I would live in despair, would I never had said things in my past. Look at me. Hear me. My good boy. My good knight. I love you.